Welcome back to the Sci-Fi FX podcast, number 16, and we have a super, super duper special guest with us today. You got me, Matt McIntosh, and Carl Goad, our host, and also we have our special guest, Sarah Edmond. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and Continuum. I have a hard time saying that word correctly, so forgive me.
Continuum.
It's a challenging word. There's so many syllables and, you know, very vast, expansive word. What did you want to know about Continuum? Just what's going on for me in regard to the character?
Your character is going to be on tonight's episode, isn't that right? Isn't it the one
Correct.
That aired tonight? Okay.
Yes, I forgot that the U.S. is a little bit behind.
Yeah.
Not
quite
often. Only in regards to Continuum, of course. Otherwise, it's
no, it happens a
forging
lot.
Ahead for Canada, right?
No, I have to say Canada is usually generally a little ahead of us on the sci-fi front because just about everything is filmed up there. So.
That's true. That's true. Vancouver is actually known to be the sci-fi town, for sure.
And we thank you for...
Yes, we do.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm happy to participate. I don't want to give away too much about tonight, but I was thrilled to be back playing the wife of the mayor, Jim Martin. And I have a couple of nice little scenes with him and some people that I don't want to give away too much about, but I was thrilled to be asked back. It's a great project, and I love working on it. Everyone's amazing, professional, talented, and it's a show that I really like, which is, I often don't watch the stuff that I've been in, but Continuum, I'm totally hooked on. Have you guys been watching it from the beginning?
I have watched it off and on from the beginning. I keep going back and catching more and more of it. But I watched it at the very early stages, and then I kind of lost track for a while, and recently I've gotten back into it. It's really a cool concept. I really like the whole idea of the way everything's designed and the way it's going.
Yeah,
totally.
I got a little behind, but I did get caught up on it just recently, and I am hooked.
Good. Yeah, I'm totally hooked. My husband and I watch it religiously, and it's the kind of show you do need to watch every episode because it's complicated even if you do. There's so many people in different factions of the terrorists and the good guys and the bad guys and a lot of twists and turns, and it's something that I think it's just really current. You know, it's a lot, even though it takes place in a fictional part of Vancouver, which is the coolest part for me, actually. I don't know if you know this, not being from Vancouver, but it's the first... Vancouver substitutes many other cities all the time in other shows. So to actually play Vancouver and highlight the landmarks and the beauty of the city is very cool for a local Vancouverite.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty neat, because it usually plays, like, on SG-1. It plays any number of alien planets. And Supernatural, it's the backwoods of, you know, everything they go hunting after. So.
Exactly.
Now, you have a pretty extensive background in different shows, doing different spots on shows, and those anyone who's listened to our podcast knows that, you know, Fringe is like my all-time favorite, and I see from your credits here that you also had were at the beginning of one of actually probably my favorite episodes, the Jacksonville, the building vanishing episode.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, I like that episode.
Oh, yeah.
I love that whole show, but yes, I particularly like that at that particular episode.
Another very smart show.
Honestly, I mean, looking at your IMDb page, you've been in all kinds of things. I mean, a ridiculous amount of programs, and have done a lot of voiceover work, too. I didn't realize that until just recently, but you've done voices in quite a few series, like Transformers, Cybertron.
Yes, that's probably the voice show that I've done that most people recognize. I've done a lot of children's animation and teenage stuff, but definitely Transformers is the one that rings a bell for most people, at least for me. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so we all knew the theme song, so it's pretty cool to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I see you've got a new series that's coming out. It looks like you're going to be a regular on Max Steel, where you're doing some voice work for that.
Yeah, we just are about halfway through the second season, and that's a great show. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but it's largely teenage boy demographic, but Max Steel is probably one of the biggest budget franchise animated series that I've ever worked on. And the cast that I'm working with is absolutely phenomenal. It's the best of the best in Vancouver, who happen to also be probably some of the best in Canada, if not North America. So it's a total honor to be in that room. And they're all guys. So if you can imagine poor little old me and 10 to 12 voiceover actors are known to be wonderful, but sort of obnoxious. So, just a lot of energy, testosterone, accents. And one of my dear friends, Al Abel, who's also a voice actor, always says when things get inappropriate, he always looks around the studio and goes, "Not a real workplace, everybody, not a real workplace." So if you can imagine that, that's Max Steele for you.
And I'm not sure that it's aired in the U.S. yet. On the IMDb here, it just says announced. It doesn't have any real information on it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that we're behind on again.
We had a cast and crew showing in a movie theater that was really impressive because it was great sound on a big screen, but uh-huh. I haven't seen it on TV yet. But Inhumans was the other sci-fi thing that I did recently for Marvel.
Okay, yeah, it looks like you voiced several characters for that, including Black Widow.
Yes. Yeah, that was really fun. We were basically doing it off the page from the books themselves and animating it, and it was quite a I'm not super well versed in the comic genre.
Mm-hmm.
But it was for people who are, they were really excited to be a part of it, and I think that's going to be a pretty cool show.
Okay, we'll see. I'm a psych fan.
Me too.
So are there any plans for your character to show back up in that again?
You know, I don't know. They did ask me to come back to do something recently, but I wasn't available, unfortunately.
Mm.
But Gino is a fun character to play. Not a huge character, but just kind of a wacky, crazy woman. And I'd be happy to revisit that anytime.
Yeah, that's enough.
I don't even know if they're going back for another season. I think they might be done.
Oh, they
better not. I could be making that up. I don't know.
That's one of those shows that it doesn't sit in my TiVo. If it's there, it gets watched. You know, there's no, we'll watch it tomorrow. Psych gets watched instantly.
Yeah, it's very funny.
So what was your favorite show to work on? Which one have you enjoyed?
Of everything, like voice and film and TV.
Yeah, I mean, which one's the most fun? I mean, sometimes, I mean, I guess the voice actors, you know, you say that some of them can be a little crude. So maybe those are the most fun things. But then again, then sometimes the acting could be fun. But I don't know. Give me an idea of which ones you enjoyed the most, whether it's for the people or for the show or whatever the case.
Different perks for sure. I'd say in terms of having all the elements, great people, great scripts, you know, the whole package, Continuum has been an amazing experience, and it's something that I'm really proud of. In terms of the most diverse role and the most challenge is something you'll probably never see because it's a Canadian independent film called A Gun to the Head. It's a few years ago that played at the Toronto International Film Festival. So it got some critical acclaim there. I don't know if you're aware of it, but like TIFF is like our Sundance, and it's a big deal when something screens there. So that's the thing I'm most proud of. In terms of the most fun, definitely Max Steele is a hoot. It's like just a nonstop laughter, imitations, fart jokes, inappropriate things. It's hilarious. I just walk out of there going, I can't believe I get paid to spend time with these hilarious people. So, yeah.
So, do you have anything coming up that we don't find here that's going to surprise us to see that you're in coming up soon, or?
You know what? One thing that's not on there, I'm just scanning to make sure this is accurate. This is probably not your genre, but something I'm excited about, which is a TV show for kids called The Little Prince. Did you ever read the book, The Little Prince?
No, it doesn't sound familiar to me.
I seem to remember an animated series on Nickelodeon years and years ago about
it. Possibly. It's actually a translation from a French book that was originally written in 1943, believe it or not. And it's a beautiful, it's one of those things, that's like it's a kid's book, but it's got an adult message. So it's the kind of thing that you can reach your kids and it's very meaningful. And it's not violent, and it's not about robots like many of the other things I've done, but it's about a little prince in space, and it's a beautiful story, and they've made it into an animated series. So I voiced that, and that I played a rose as Lozenges, and that's something that's, again, probably not your genre, but maybe your children would like.
I think it fits in. It's a little prince on a, it's a tiny little planet, isn't it? If I remember right,
yes.
Where you can like basically just walk right around it and just a
yeah.
few steps.
Exactly, but maybe it's sort of sci-fi after all.
Yeah.
Because it's in space.
I deem it sci-fi. It is. There we go.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We deem it. It's Little Prince is now officially sci-fi.
That's right.
But yeah, other than that, I'm focusing on a couple other projects, including a documentary that I'm producing about sugar and the sugar industry. And that's a very much a departure from my other work, but it's stretching me and I'm learning new skills, and that's been really fun. So that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Yeah, I saw in your bio that that you had founded Ethical Arts LTD. Do you want to tell us a little about that? Or?
Sure. Yeah, Ethical Arts is a company that I founded with my business partner, who's the director of a film called What the Bleep Do We Know? I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's
a
film
really
about quantum physics. Did you see it?
I think I have, actually. That sounds really familiar.
It came out about 9 years ago now, so a little dated now, but at the time it was very groundbreaking. And Mark and I founded a company that uses a tool set that helps people to evolve their whatever emotional limitations are in the way between where they are now and where they're trying to get to in their life. And it's something that I found initially as an actor when I was looking for tools to help me be more expressive and book more work and whatnot, and to help me with some stuff in my personal life. And I loved it so much, I decided that all my acting friends needed it and shared it with them. And then it's grown into a full-time center in Vancouver, and that's a franchise, a bunch of other centers that are around New York and Los Angeles. And it's a great community of very supportive entrepreneurs and artists and actors and people just trying to improve themselves. So that's my other passion when I'm not acting.
Yeah, the What the Bleep Do We Know, that kind of focused a lot on how you could impact the reality around you by the way you thought and perceived things, didn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I have.
Looking at you did see it?
Did see it. I remember seeing this several years ago, probably about when it came out. I think I rented it off Netflix when it first showed up there.
Right. So that's a lot of what we do is based in that vein. It's nothing really to do with What the Bleep, but in regards to what you just said, looking at how our thoughts and our belief system and how those affect our lives and how we're not actually stuck with our belief system. We can update it just like you can update your operating system in your computer and give it a bit of a upgrade.
Yeah, it was a really good watch. I would recommend, if people haven't seen it, to go pick it up. Netflix probably still has it, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, it's on Netflix. I think you can watch it online. It's a really interesting, important film, I think, for sure. So yeah.
So if someone wanted to meet you and talk with you, are you going to be at any of the cons or out in public anywhere that we could let them know where
I
you're going to
so.
Be here?
I don't have anything planned currently, but I'd like to be, and I have a pretty busy schedule with Ethical Arts and with the series that I'm working on, but I'm hoping that I have some time to do a con. I've only actually ever done one con in my whole life, so maybe it's time.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the people would like to come, you know, that's what our experience is. A lot of people like to come out and meet the stars and meet the people that are in these shows, and you've got a lot of credits here. I mean, it amazes me just how much you've done over the last few years between the Transformers and the Scary Movie and... it just goes on and on and on and on.
Yes, you've been very busy.
I do stay busy. I stay kind of busy and yet sort of under the radar, which I don't mind. I've watched a number of my wonderful friends get super famous and lose their privacy. So I'm very happy to keep working and have a normal life at the same time and have people that follow my work too, which is cool.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on and taking the time to talk.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you on some more shows in the near future.
Yeah.
Is there?
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate it. We'll see what we can. Hopefully, you'll be willing to come back someday in the future when.
You bet. Absolutely. Right. I'll update you with the latest breaking news.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Awesome. Take care, you too.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, so that was a pretty good interview and very timely considering we're going to have the release of her new Continuum showing tonight, huh?
Yep. That'll air tonight on the SIFI channel. And we'll get this podcast posted up here the same night. So it'll be really timely.
Yeah. So this one should be just recorded and then a few hours afterwards it'll be posted and probably come out about the same time the show does. And we really want to thank Sarah Edmondson for coming on the show and talking with us and taking the time to answer some questions and give us a lowdown on some shows and the behind the scenes of the voice acting and stuff.
Yeah, most definitely.
And hopefully here in the future when her her Max Steel show comes out. You know, and I'm showing some actual release dates on the Max Steel of back in March, Carl, so that we may have been wrong on that not already coming out. We may just have missed it. So
I might have. That wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, so we'll check into that and find out what's going on there. But we really wanted to take some time to thank her and anyone else involved in helping her get on the show and talking to us. And hopefully she'll come back again in the future and talk to us a little bit when she's ready. And other than that, I think that's it for the show.
Yep. We will talk to you all next time.
All right. Have a good one. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please visit our home on the web at scifixx.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at scifixx, and we are on Facebook at facebook.com/scifixx. Like us on Facebook. It's an easy way to be kept up to date with all the latest sci-fi news, and you'll be entered to win a free prize. You can also stream our podcast using Stitcher Smart Radio on any mobile device with an internet connection running on iOS, Android, WebOS, or on BlackBerry smartphones. Follow the Fellowship of the Geeks on Twitter at Fellowship Geeks. Check out Geekdom Nation on the web at geekdomnation.com and follow Geekdom Nation on Twitter at Geekdom Nation.